From the Woodshed, a casual conversation with Chase Morrill and Ryan Eldridge from Kennebec Cabin Company, the team that inspired the hit show Maine Cabin Masters. From the Woodshed is brought to you by Nelma. See the stamp, trust the quality. By Hero Media Arts, connecting small business with new customers. And by Hammond Lumber, your building project partner. Now, from the Woodshed Studios at KCC headquarters in Manchester, Maine, it's Chase and Ryan.
From the Woodshed, I'm Chase Morrill. With me as always, Ryan Eldridge, Maggie Morrill.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
This is our season four wrap-up episode. It's been a great season, but we're finishing things off strong. You can find us at KennebecCabinCompany.com, MaineCabinMaster.com, our Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can check us out at our Kennebec Cabin Company YouTube channel and our online store at shop.KennebecCabinCompany.com. We want to thank our sponsors for a great year. Hammond Lumber Company, the official building material supplier of the Kennebec Cabin Company, Nelma, Northeast Lumber Manufacturing Association, Hero Media Network, and Kennebec Savings Bank.
TikTok, I still can't get over that.
I know, I still don't know how to say it. It's like...
New TikTok.
It's not TikTok channel, it's just, it's TikTok.
Have we done some TikToks?
Yeah.
You've been TikToking without us.
We've been dancing. I've not been TikToking.
I thought it was a dancing at first.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't know. We don't know. We'll know. By next season, we'll know.
I don't think you will. I really don't.
What's the word in the hallways? Is TikTok going to get banned? What's going on?
The hallways?
At school, you know? I was going to say the street, but I thought it was being funny. Your dad thought it was funny.
It was funny. What's the word at the lockers?
As long as your dad laughs, I'm happy. She's smart, too. Let me rephrase that. What does a younger generation think about TikTok's future? Is it going to get banned? Is it just a political ploy? Is it too much money involved?
They talk about it all the time, and it just never really amounts to anything. So,
do you think TikTok's really spying on us?
No. I mean, to be honest, if they are, I don't really care if they're spying on me.
Aren't they all spying on us?
True.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's all about? Just getting our data?
Right?
Yeah, somebody asked me. I have a VPN for the school Wi-Fi, and they were like, "Are they stealing your data?" I don't care. What, they can have it.
It's right though. You say one thing in a conversation, and then on social media, it's like coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I was like talking about my back. My social media is all now these new back stretches things.
Yeah.
How to do this? How to do that?
To me, with
hip flexors.
Formula One. All of a sudden, it's taking over my entire.
Oh yeah. Life. Are you coming with
oh,
us?
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
So.
I better be.
Girls,
you're
are
loving
all,
it.
They're all. The boys.
That's why.
No, okay. I'm educated on the whole thing.
Who's your favorite? Max or Pierre Gasly?
No. I do like Charles Leclerc.
Oh, I could see how you like him. He's like a handsome little
he's
Parisian.
A cutie. But also, and he's having a rough time, okay?
That's Nori's number two boyfriend.
Oh, so get this.
She can't have him, though.
The first couple of years of watching F1, I wasn't into the season, but now it's all popping in my feed, so I'm loving it. We're going to Vegas, all of us, somehow.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you are a sponsor of F1 and you can get us to Vegas, we'll do anything to get out there. We'll work. We'll do whatever. We'll tweet. We'll TikTok. You name it.
Were you... So Jedi had an in for... He had two tickets to the Miami race?
When?
Next...
It's like in...
Next...
April,
in May.
Yeah.
And then his good buddy was like, "Hey, I've got a opportunity for somebody to ride the forklift." And pull crashes off the course.
Jay-Z.
What?
Nothing.
How cool is that?
But he was debating it, but then he had to have some teeth pulled, and he was like, "I can't do it." Yeah.
Forklift crash
yeah.
picker?
And that would be a lot of stress.
Yeah, imagine if it was one of your favorite boys.
Right?
And he was
training for that? No, I don't think so. But we will make it one way.
Yes, we're going. We're going.
But I was telling the girls it was a boys' trip. And because they had their Paris trip, and they did not like that.
No.
Well, we wouldn't be sexist like that. We'd invite them, wouldn't we?
Okay.
We're above that.
Oh, my God. Don't even. Don't even do that.
Oh, we got a lot of personal jokes going on. So, do you guys, are you into the racing part of it, too, or just that cute, handsome, rich men?
All of a sudden, it just showed up on my TikTok, and then it sort of, I was seeing, like, I've seen so, it was, like, every other video, and then I, like, was seeing all this, like, stuff that I didn't understand what was happening, and so then I had to, like, figure out what was happening. Now I sort of mostly understand it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Again, like, the science part, like, I never thought F1 would be something I was into, but that show just really like showed a whole different side of it. How it's damn cool.
It is very interesting.
Well, you should start watching Full Swing then, because the golf one, it's kind of like it. And those guys.
No, that's too much for me. Golf is too much.
She calls it a golf.
I know.
You could start golfing with Ashley and Ryan.
No.
We're going to start this year a little bit.
Of course you are.
It's a lifelong sport.
Yeah. No, supposedly your aunt played in Crested Butte. I saw pictures that she was okay.
You saw pictures and that told you that
she
was
actually probably did a stage it and I fell for it.
I mean, I think she drove the drink cart, didn't she?
She says she was a pretty good golfer.
I know. I'm sure she was. I'm sure she was.
We'll find out.
Fletcher's doing baseball tryouts right now.
Nice. Go, Fletch.
2 weeks.
So it's baseball. Are the girls playing anything?
Horsey?
Yeah, me and Ava are back to riding more in the spring.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
And racing. Horses and racing.
Horse racing.
Horse racing.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. What's Nori doing these days? Hanging?
Nori is trying to get her lifeguard certification for the summer.
Exciting.
I know.
And then her license.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. She's a strong swimmer. And she was like, yeah, I'd be a lifeguard.
She'd be good at that. She's good with kids and good people.
You know, little kids are intimidated by her.
You get out of that pool.
I'm a lifeguard. It's a good summer job.
It is. I mean, yeah. And right, there's such a shortage of lifeguards right now. She could pretty much go anywhere she wanted to.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm not a good swimmer, so it's good that she can do it and not me.
Yeah. I'd stick with executive producer of a world famous podcast if I was you.
Librarian.
She's working at the Wayne Library this summer and
making Mimi proud.
And in the retail store.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and fun.
I would love it for you to swing a hammer someday. That's always out there.
Absolutely not. No.
Just saying. It's out there.
No.
All right. You might change your mind someday.
I don't think I will.
Yeah, don't rule it out entirely.
I'm ruling it
out.
What
if Vinny
right
work
now
on the crew
I'm
or something?
I'm ruling it out right now.
Oh, we're having too much fun. Another season down.
Yeah, when did the season start?
December?
We had some great...
November.
Yeah. Did it really? We had some great guests.
The podcast... Let's reminisce about the podcast. So the first year, did we do it through the summer?
I don't remember.
I think the first year we did it through the summer, like what were we thinking or into it, right? We were so busy.
I wasn't here.
And then the last 3 years was during the pandemic, so we were doing it on like a Friday night. We're like, oh, this, whatever.
Yep.
Remember, like, we looked forward to it. So weird, the pandemic, like, it was felt so long, and now it felt like it just...
Yeah, it shows just how time flies.
Yeah, it's weird. I liked a lot of things in the pandemic, to be honest with you. Life slowed down. It was nice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was nice.
No, I shouldn't. No, but it was our life slowed down.
It was a change of pace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a time of reflection.
And we weren't living a full indication of what people were truly going through. So yes, you're right.
Yeah.
I was in my sheltered little West Garden hole.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And on a brighter note.
We had Chip Gaines. We had Mark Bow.
We
had all sorts of great guests from the state.
I mean, I learned so much about heat pumps. You had some great guest hosts. I missed a couple.
Yeah.
Jake came on.
Fletcher filled in once or twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Where's season 5 going to take us? I feel like this year we brought in some fun stuff, like phone a fan.
Right.
You know, we took it next. Like, I think we're going places.
Oh, we did have a great phone a fan conversation.
Oh, you guys did? Yeah. Oh, tell me about it.
He was an organ. He restored old wooden organs. And, you know, I was questioning. I was like, oh, I don't know, you know, without Ryan here. But he was great. He was a French-Canadian.
Oh, nice.
He's from Montreal, so he says bonjour.
Bonjour. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
I mean, hey, like we were saying, Jake's got that personality. He'd be fine.
It's true.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll see what season 5 is going to bring us. I'm sure we'll have some new things.
Yeah,
new
thank you
surprises.
To everybody for phoning, you know, who signed up for Phone a Fan. We're sorry if we didn't get to your phone or if we called and left a message, you didn't answer. It's on you.
Come to the woodshed. We'll talk to you in person this summer.
Yeah, and all the project pointers that we got, all the questions, you helped make this, you know, a great season. So thank you all for listening and participating.
Yeah, and watch all our social media stuff, especially TikTok.
Yep.
And we'll be in Manchester. We'll be in Monmouth, and we'll have a lot going on.
Yeah, and so we skipped last week's trivia question.
Oh, yes. We'll so leave you with, don't want to leave it unanswered.
Yeah, we can't leave it hanging.
Okay. The last trivia question is, who did Cassius Clay defeat to win the heavyweight championship?
Sonny Liston.
Woohoo.
Boom.
Yes.
Of the world in Lewis in 1965.
I think Jake and I were like, who knows?
I'm going to drop the mic on this year. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Yeah! So normally the tour would end here, but not anymore, right?
Not anymore. So before you stop here, but this is all now extra dining space for the Woodshed.
Yeah.
You may recognize it from the original part of the retail space.
And before you ask where Ashley's table went, come back here. Here it is. And look at that, reserved at 5:30 already.
Reserved at 5:30.
That brings up another question. If you want to rent this space, have private events, parties, you name it, send us an email, jreese@maincabmaster.com. I'm sure there'll be a little thing on the TV, something here, or shoot us a message on Facebook, social media, or tic-tac us, talk us.
Yeah, don't worry, the two-seater outhouse is still in there. Ryan's office.
Yeah, my new office, satellite.
Don't use it, please.
So as we were coming down here, we walked by our mailboxes, and it said Cabin Masters.
Hey, Ryan Shea. Thanks for putting our family Cabin Masters sweatshirt pick on your site. Here's a little something from Rhode Island. I see you guys with different t-shirts all the time. I would be honored to see you wear them on your show. Thanks, Brian Wells.
Perfect. Let's see. I have no idea what it was, but what do we got here? Oh, Fish Life.
Fish Life, Rhode Island.
We get t-shirts all day long, and we do try to wear them when we can. What do I got?
Fish Life.
Thank you.
I think we can get away with it.
That wasn't very personal confidential. I was just spending some way more risky.
Thank you for keeping it clean.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Hey,
there you
go. Hey. Is it
table or is it a table? Oh, yeah, music rock. What are you
coming up tonight? Sorry. We'll have a little entree. No, appetizers. Put on Ashley behind the stand. Cheers to season 4.
Cheers.
What am I drinking? That's
blue. You got the cider. Yes, sir.
That's the first diagram thing you use.
That's one of your things that's a diagram.
That is not dark.
That's my friend Krishna.
Yeah.
We always want to thank our sponsors for a great season 4. Hayman Lumber Company, the official building material supplier of Kennebec Cabin Company, NELMA, Northeast Lumber Manufacturing Association, Kennebec Savings Bank, and Hero Media Network.
Didn't even need to teach.
That's right. And from the Woodshed, literally, we'll be talking to you.
From the Woodshed has been brought to you by NELMA. See the stamp? Trust the quality. Hammond Lumber, your building project partner. Kennebec Savings Bank, helping our local community save, thrive, and grow for over 150 years.